This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. A scathing report into allegations of sexual assault in the Alaska National Guard finds victims lack confidence in leadership and fear retaliation for reporting misconduct. The National Guard Bureau Office of Complex Investigations reviewed documents going back several years and interviewed hundreds of Guard members. The investigators found the Guard lacked standard procedures for handling complaints about sexual assault, misconduct, and hostile work environments. Their report describes actual and perceived favoritism, breaches of confidentiality, and instances of fraud. Governor Sean Parnell told reporters yesterday he had requested and received the resignation of Alaska National Guard Adjutant General Thomas Katkus. Parnell said he had repeatedly been told by the Guard that cases like those involving alleged sexual assault were being handed over to civil law enforcement, but he said the complaints kept resurfacing. Parnell said he was angry it had taken several years to get to the bottom of concerns. Last October, two military chaplains said they had talked with Parnell in the fall of 2010 about sexual assault problems in the Guard, but they said the complaints were not taken seriously. Beginning in 2012, U.S. Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich, Eagle River Senator Fred Dyson, and Anchorage Senator Hollis French had also urged Parnell to investigate reports of misconduct. Plaintiffs in a voting rights lawsuit are reacting to news that a federal court judge has ruled in their favor. Wednesday, a judge ruled the state of Alaska violated the Voting Rights Act by failing to provide translations into native languages. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has more.
Judge Sharon Gleason found the state of Alaska violated the Voting Rights Act by failing to provide translations of voting materials to voters whose primary language is Gwich'in or Yupik. Benjamin Nakusik is the tribal chief for the native village of Hooper Bay, a plaintiff in the case.
I was very pleased because the elders of the YK Delta want to know what they're voting on and who they're voting for and why, and our elders by nature are very articulate and precise in what they want, especially when it comes to things that matter for our people and the things of our YK Delta.
Judge Gleason issued the partial decision after presiding over a two-week trial in June and July. Native American Rights Fund attorneys argued the state's voting materials in Yupik and Gwich'in were inaccurately translated and poorly distributed. NARF attorney Natalie Landreth says the law the state was supposed to be following passed in 1975.
We're obviously extremely pleased and relieved, but the reality is that the case, the decision, and the changes that it's supposed to bring are 4 years overdue.
Judge Gleason gave the state until Friday to indicate what changes they can make before the November 4th general election. Landreth says she hopes the state will deliver comprehensive translations.
There's a 100-page voter information pamphlet that goes out every election in English. And the reality is that Yupik-speaking voters are entitled to all of that information before they go vote. And so what we want to see is some plan to make sure that Yupik-speaking voters will learn about the candidates, the ballot measures, the bond measures, the judges, everything on there.
The Department of Law has said it will work with the Division of Elections to draft a proposal. Judge Gleason has not yet ruled on whether the state intentionally violated voters' rights on the basis of race or color. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.
The Annenberg Foundation has donated Alaska Native artwork to the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. The Juneau Empire reports the carved and painted wood panel was purchased at a Paris auction house last December. According to Institute President Rosita Wuerl, there had been numerous attempts to circumvent the auction process, including letters sent to the U.S. Embassy. Annenberg Ventures manager Carol Lauman says one of the foundation's trustees was contacted by the U.S. Embassy in Paris last December about participating in a French auction to repatriate artifacts to tribal leaders. The trustee, Gregory Annenberg Weingarten, agreed to do so, and foundation representatives successfully bid on 25 Hopi and Apache items and later on the wood panel. The Institute plans to reach out to Southeast Alaska clans to try to determine the panel's rightful home. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.